This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Unfortunately, we're seeing a little bit of weakness. We had a nice little rebound coming out of the three-day weekend, but you know, even that rally throughout the day, at least for the corn and beans, could not be sustained. And unfortunately, the night market, we've given back even more. Plain and simple, we got a little bit excited yesterday. Rumors of China coming in. China did come in and buy it, Mark, but unfortunately it was Brazilian beans. I heard up to 12 cargoes of beans traded, all Brazilian, and hence the bean market kind of giving back a good chunk of yesterday's rally. Corn market, I think, had a little bit of a dead cat bounce, but it ran into some technical selling. The reality is, near term, at least the next few days of trading, there's a lot of farmers out there that have a lot of bushels under a March basis contract. They've got to make a decision here by the end of the week in most elevators. Are they going to price that grain, or are they going to roll it out to the May contract? It's kind of a no-win situation, especially in the corn. When you look how cheap corn is, but you look up how wide that carry is, trading 13 cents today. And I think that is going to be a limiting factor, at least temporarily, for rallies. Because if we do get a rally, I think you will see some producers try to jump on it and go ahead and move that grain instead of rolling it. But like I said, the clock's ticking for the decision to be made.
Speaking of Brazilian soybeans, like you mentioned, that purchase made by China, we've gotten reports about the speed of the harvest taking place there. And it kind of leads to some questions about the quality of the bean crop. Jim, what are your thoughts along those lines?
Well, right now, yeah, I mean, there are some issues of the quality right now, but obviously the Chinese are balking about it because they bought, like I said, they just bought 12 cargoes. But the speed is there. I mean, and, you know, the problem you got right now, Mark, is we're just not competitively priced. That's not unusual anymore for this time of year. Brazil's harvesting, they're cheaper than us. So, you know, that's where we're at.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
March corn down 3 1/4 at 415 1/2. March soybeans down 9 3/4 at 1169 1/4. On the Merck, April live cattle down 37 cents at 186.95. March feeder cattle down 2 cents at 251.35. April lean hogs up 20 cents at 85.87. April pork cutout unchanged at 91.50. And Class 3 milk unchanged at 16.99. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.